But right now it is time for Gordo's Corner. And Gordo has taken the wireless out, I believe. Are you hooked up, Gordo?
I love Georgie.
All right, and this time he really has left location.
I have. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, he's already underway.
What's your name?
My name is Tanika.
Tanika, we're on live on Dallas Radio right now. Do you know anyone in Dallas?
I do. His name is Earl. What's up, Earl, if you're up?
Earl? What does Earl do?
Earl, I don't know what he's doing because he's originally from San Francisco. He moved out there maybe 6 months ago.
For what reason?
He just wanted a change. It's expensive out here. Expensive to live.
Now, did you grow up in San Francisco?
Born and raised.
Oh, really? How old are you?
I am 32.
So you were born approximately, what, 32 years ago, I guess?
That would be correct.
Okay. And do you have a boyfriend? Is Earl your boyfriend?
Earl is not my boyfriend. He's my childhood friend.
Childhood friend. Do you have a husband or a significant other?
I do not.
Oh, so you're available.
Some way, yeah.
Not to me, obviously, because I'm gay.
Okay.
That's all right. You've met a gay person before, though, haven't you?
Of course. I live in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, see what's up. Okay, so tell us who you're rooting for in this particular Super Bowl contest matchup between two football teams.
Well, it's kind of hard because it's pros and cons for me on both teams, but I think I might lean towards the NFC and go with the Panthers.
The Panthers, okay. And do you have any children?
I do not.
Would you like to have children?
One day.
Not with me, of course, because I'm gay.
Of course.
Right. But one day you would like to have children. How big a family would you like to have?
Well, being that I'm 32, maybe two kids will do.
That sounds fair. Who do you work for?
I work for KMER.
Oh, yeah, our sister station.
Oh, is it? Are you a Cumulus station?
Uh-huh. The power station of radio.
Nice.
Yeah, we are a Cumulus station. What do you make of the recent changes in Cumulus's corporate structure?
No comment on that one. I better play it safe.
Very smart. And your name was what?
Tanika.
Tanika. Nice to meet you. I'm Gordon from Dallas.
Gordon, nice to meet you. Thank you.
Tanika, thank you.
One of our Cumulus sisters there.
Yeah. Okay. She's just a Cumulus co-worker. You don't have to say Cumulus sister.
We have brothers and sisters.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's your name?
Charles and yourself.
My name is Gordon.
Uh-huh.
Charles, you work in security, I guess?
Yes, for safe management.
Safe management?
Yeah.
And what is that? Is that a private security contractor?
It's like temporary for the Super Bowl. They did it. I think they said they started it like 3 Super Bowls ago, where they just hire security for the Super Bowl, and then they just been elevating from there.
So do you have like a machine gun or some sort of weapon that you're securing?
No, we're just observing report. Nothing, no weapons or anything.
Spare.
What's the craziest thing you've seen out here?
The craziest thing that I've seen out here today is actually my first day, but I won't.
Oh, today's your first day?
Yeah.
What did you do before this?
I cut hair, but.
All right.
Great security background.
So how did you make the jump from hairstyling to security?
I was actually given a flyer to work for the Super Bowl, and it was just an opportunity, a one-time opportunity, and I just decided to take it.
So you just answered an ad on a flyer?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
23.
Oh, so you're young.
Yeah.
So you probably haven't had too many different jobs.
Nah, I graduated in 2011, high school.
High school in 2011. So you've cut hair. You've now worked security for one day.
And now I'm working with the camera. I'm trying to do like visuals.
What?
Explain that a little bit.
As a hobby, like on my off time, on my free time, I like to, you know, shoot videos of my friend, like music videos, vlogs, and interviews of just my friend that I be with. But
who's the most famous person you met outside of me?
I want to say
Milton Berle.
No, when I went to Mississippi, I met, met Charles Woodson. I met Charles Woodson once.
Charles Woodson. All right. There you go. That's a famous person.
Yeah.
Who else? Since that first answer came so easily.
I met, Willie McGee. I play baseball. That's my favorite sport.
Okay.
Baseball. So
okay.
I met Willie McGee.
Okay. Willie McGee. And... What's that?
You can't be talking to
to him.
Oh, can't?
Yeah, don't get us in trouble.
Oh, okay, we didn't mean to get him in trouble. We were just talking about sports. Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, NFL security.
Guy's going to get fired, and then all he's going to have left is his vlog.
Yeah, and cutting hair.
Well, he's got the friendship with Willie McGee to pull from and Charles Woodson.
Call Charles Woodson, maybe put a word in for him.
I hate that they won't let security people talk to us. They're people, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that confirmation,
Hey, if you go over by CBS, I think Boomer
I was just over by CBS.
Yeah, if you go down a little further, though, mm-hmm. I think Boomer may be working, and you can call out to him like I did.
Hey, also, also this blonde girl right here, Killer, is so obsessed with her.
All right, how you doing? How you doing, ma'am? You work for our sister station, I think, KNBR.
I do.
How long you work there?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year, and what market did you come from?
Just here in San Francisco. I've slowly worked my way up. I'm a lucky one.
So you've always lived in San Francisco?
Born and raised in Fresno, California, which is close to the armpits. We like to say we're like mid-bicep. Bakersfield is kind of the armpit. Came up to Cal, go
up
Bears,
there,
UC Berkeley for college, and have somehow managed to stay here since.
Right. And what do you do on the morning show there?
I do the sports updates, top and bottom. Unfortunately, I have to do traffic as well. And then I'm just kind of like the third member of the show. So
top and bottom. I'm a bottom only.
Yes. Yeah, we like to keep it kind of fun here in San Francisco.
Versatile. Power versatile.
Yeah.
Tell her you're a power bottom.
Yeah. So what about your history? Did you do something before radio?
Yeah, I actually started in print, wrote high school sports, and then went into more writing when I was at Cal, did magazine stuff, newspaper stuff, then started doing TV. I also worked for the Pac-12 Networks, which is here in San Francisco, and then slowly started doing sports updates here.
Have you ever owned an iguana?
No, but my best guy friend when I was little, Gilbert, which is a name we need to bring back, he had an iguana until we left it outside in the summer in Fresno, and it pretty much overheated. To death.
It overheated to death, like it burned to a crisp?
It pretty much looked like it was frozen in time.
Oh, gosh. What did it taste like?
Unfortunately, we didn't eat it. We had a ceremony. We buried it and had some sparklers that we put on the grave and then just kind of had a moment. I mean, we were eight, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Eight, but, missed opportunity there. Yeah. But what's the strangest animal that you've ever known someone personally to own?
Strangest animal...
I want that answer in print. Okay. I want you to go back to your previous roots.
Okay. And tweet it out. Well, rats used to be weird, but now they're kind of all the... So probably like a python, which I never understood snakes. I still don't get it.
You don't understand them? Like how they evolved or...
Like why you would want one as a pet.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you see the really Satanism ugly guy or gal at the bar and you're like, well, who was ever going to date them? Why would you ever want a python?
Because they have one draped around their neck.
Maybe.
Ask her if Killer creeps her out.
What is your Twitter name for people who want to follow you?
For the people who aren't completely annoyed by me, I'm at Kate T. Scott on Twitter. Just the letter T because some chick had taken Kate Scott before I joined Twitter. And now she hates me
because
she has nothing to do with you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. I asked my nephews what their favorite dinosaur was when I was joining Twitter. So, boom, there we go.
we have a guy named Jason Kellison. Where are you, Jason?
It's over there by you, I think.
Oh, he's right behind you. There he is. Yeah, we want to know if this guy creeps you out because he has, like, been obsessed with you these whole 2 days.
Well, I'm obsessed with him because last year, KNBR, being the huge station we are, sent just me to Arizona to engineer, to produce, to do my updates.
Oh,
for
they have a history.
8 hours I was on the air, and I was like, dude, I need some help. I have no idea how to set this up.
And Killer helped you?
Killer came in, took care of business, and every morning, the
Tell
whole week was there.
That he was in the movie
anything?
Taken.
Can I get you some coffee? Because I was literally, like, locked to the table for the whole time I was on. So, Killer, I love the stalking. I hope you do it next year as well.
Have you heard of his movie review of the movie Taken?
No. No.
It runs basically real time with the movie. It's very long and seems to be pointless.
Is it kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3000, that whole thing that's kind of coming back
longer.
Or something?
Yeah, he's like a gypsy or perhaps Crow from that show. All right, well, thank you so much. What was your name again?
Yeah, I'm Kate. What was your name again?
Kate T. Scott.
Yeah.
I'm Gordon. And, of course, you already know Killer there.
Killer.
Yeah, and then George and Craig are those guys down there.
They're guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Cumulus sister. Another Cumulus sister.
I'll bring you donuts tomorrow. I hear the food doesn't get here till like 8 in the morning.
Right.
So
that's right.
I'll
thank
step
you.
Up for San Francisco.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate. That's Kate from our sister station.
Could you ask her if I could get an omelet?
Tell her you ate 3 pounds of donut today.
I didn't eat 3 pounds of donut. I could barely eat half a donut. That's not that much.
It was a giant donut, though.
We'll talk to this guy. How you doing, sir? It's Gordon from the
Tell
Ticket in Dallas.
Good. good 3 pounds of donuts.
Where do you work for?
I co-authored a book with this guy here from Sports Illustrated.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid it's going to be a boring book.
He works for Sports Illustrated, and you're just a freelance guy?
Yeah, that's me. Exactly.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the book?
This Is Your Brain on Sports.
Told you.
About today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check it out.
About today.
It's This Is Your Brain on Sports About Today is the full title?
About Today, sorry. Okay. This Is Your Brain on Sports is the book title.
Uh-huh. And what is it about? It's about the head...
It's actually not. It's about everything you can learn about human nature from the world of sports. Fans, referees, coaches, players, everything.
Is there any nudity in it?
Not enough nudity, I have to admit. But
they got edited out.
Yeah, we could have done more on the nudity.
We just talked about his chapter on good-looking quarterbacks.
We just talked about your chapter on good-looking quarterbacks.
That's exactly.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, I knew I'd heard of that.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that.
Oh yeah, good. It's a good chapter. Again, no nudity.
We're hoping for the nudity.
Tell me, ate 3 pounds of donut today.
Pretty good. 3 pounds of donuts this morning.
In preparing for the nudity.
No, just preparing. For life.
Gotcha.
Tell him you might be in love with him.
I might be in love with you. I enjoyed the chapter on quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That was the goal, was to reach donut-eating binge eaters such as yourself, so I'm glad to know.
I like men, but yet I still will eat a donut from time to time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's a good life philosophy.
Thank you so much. There you go. All right.
I thought that sounded familiar.
Fun,
that's right.
Oh, we're having fun.
It was interesting.
We're having lots of fun.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's fun. It's so fun. All right, I guess I'll send it back to you guys.
You've got 13. More time.
Okay.
Go down there and see what going. Boomer's up to.
All right.
I'm call him Phil.
No.
he hates that.
He does hate that.
He wanted to kill me that one Super Bowl. I really thought it was Phil, though.
And you did that on accident the first
time,
Yeah,
I did.
Right?
Okay. Do you see him down there?
Why
he may
is
not
Killer
be down
following
there.
Me? Why are you following me, Killer? Are you scoping?
By the way, you guys want to know, here's an aside. Ouch. The best thing I ever did in my life was disabling my Periscope app.
Really?
I hated Periscope.
Why?
Because 99% of the notifications I got, Killer is now Periscoping his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, you need to turn off notifications. That's your problem. That way you just use it whenever you want.
No, right. I proclaim Periscope failed.
Why? Why
and,
would you
and
do that?
Everybody agrees with me.
I don't agree with you.
You're not everybody. You're not everybody.
Like last night, I Periscoped some of Media Night, and it's like, this is boring. This sucks. Well, okay, you're in Dallas. Yeah. I didn't think you'd you could see Media Night, so I thought I'd show it to you. It's boring. Mm-hmm.
Here's
I agree with that guy.
Stupid. No, you don't.
Sports. Where are you going? Let's talk sports. She's running past me. She didn't want to talk sports.
Who was it?
I don't know. Just some woman who was entering the sports complex here. I'll talk to her over here.
Talk to Boomer.
Hi, are you with the welcoming committee? Who are you with?
NBC.
NBC. All right. We'll run together. We're with the ticket in Dallas talking about the Super Bowl. And I notice you're walking faster than I am with fruit in your hand. What kind of fruit are you having this morning?
I really don't want to do this. So
ask her if she loves Bob Costas.
You love Bob Costas?
I said no, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So is that a no?
I guess that's a no. They hate Bob Costas there. It's the strangest thing. She was cute, too. Pretty blue eyes.
Some people in a media center working in the media get so freaked out by media?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, all the network TV people, they don't want to talk to radio knuckleheads.
I think that they just put the clamp on these people.
You're right in the middle of Network Central over there, Gordo. Fox, NBC, CBS.
Right.
TuneIn Radio, they're over there.
Right.
All right, well, I guess we can put the wraps on it.
Yeah, I see her. She doesn't. Oh, yeah, she does work for NBC. Hmm. She's sitting down at the big table.
Is she co-hosting a show with Bob Costas?
I'll talk to this woman here. How you doing, ma'am?
You're not going to talk to me. I work here.
Oh, she works here, so she's not allowed to talk to me either.
Oh, well.
I can interview the Papa John standee.
That's okay. I think that was a successful wireless segment.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think you should be proud.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're retiring wireless in 3,
Till
2,
tomorrow.
1.
Can you do your official sign-off?
This is Gordon Keith for sports.
Okay, thank
on
you.
On AM. Okay. There we go.
I wasn't allowed to take it back from you until you officially signed
back
off.
To you, Craig.
That's the corner and wireless from Radio Row here. Super Bowl 50 is.